Members of Veterans of Foreign Wars have gathered in Charlotte for their annual convention. During campaign years, the VFW convention is a chance for presidential contenders to make their case as to why they would be the best commander-in-chief. Tomorrow, the VFW hears from Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Today, the group heard from the presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now to talk about her speech. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mark.
What were some key points in Clinton's speech to the VFW?
Well, first up, care for veterans. Clinton said she was outraged by the long waits and other scandals that have plagued the VA for years now. She admitted the VA still faces some serious challenges which needed to be fixed. But Clinton told the crowd she would fight to make sure VA healthcare system is not privatized, as some Republicans are calling for. Clinton also told the crowd this.
We're going to help more veterans looking for jobs with expanded tax credits for businesses that hire veterans, more support to veterans who want to start their own businesses, better certification and credentialing programs.
And that, Mark, is so veterans can use the training and skills they get in the military to find civilian jobs they're already qualified to do, but lack the needed civilian certifications for.
Well, Tom, that last point sounds familiar.
And it should. It was actually a program that was first brought up to the VFW by President Barack Obama. He pushed for that when the VFW convention was in Charlotte back in 2014. So this seems to be a call to continue that rollout. But in her speech today, Clinton also challenged a number of statements made by her main presidential rival, Donald Trump. Here is one example.
I believe the United States of America is an exceptional nation with capabilities that no other country comes close to matching. And we have the world's greatest military. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Don't let anyone. Tom, interesting that she didn't say Donald Trump.
Indeed. In fact, Clinton never said Donald or Trump in the speech. But in what seems to be a possible preview of what we can expect at the Democratic convention in Philadelphia this week, she again and again attacked her opponent by not exactly going negative. Here's an example. Donald Trump has said in the past that carpet bombing ISIS-controlled areas and targeting the families of ISIS members would be ways of combating the group. Now, both could be easily seen as war crimes since they target civilians. Trump also said earlier in the campaign that he didn't need the advice of military leaders to deal with ISIS because he could advise himself on the fight. And here, Mark, is how Clinton attacked those two arguments.
I believe our troops strive to comport themselves with honor. And they deserve a commander-in-chief who will never order them to commit war crimes. I believe in listening to our generals and admirals. You will never hear me say that I only listen to myself on national security.
Well, this approach of attacking Trump's positions by saying, I believe and I will do the opposite thing, stands in stark contrast to what we heard at the Republican convention in Cleveland just last week.
Absolutely. It's interesting going into the attack again without necessarily going negative. And Clinton used this again and again, even at one point saying she refused to talk trash about America because she was an optimist.
Well, Tom, how was Clinton received here at the VFW convention?
Well, overall, Mark, I have to say her reception was tepid. She certainly had her supporters in the crowd, but the applause was more polite than bombastic. And it's worth noting that hours before Clinton took the stage, the commander of the VFW told the crowd to be respectful of the views of the group's political guests.
That's WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
And we will have full coverage of Donald Trump's speech to the VFW tomorrow here on 90.7 WFAE.